got one of these machines, and I have been afraid to to use it. I don't know, I'm nervous about it.
Is it a Sony like that?
It's a Sony. It's not as large as that, but it is a Sony.
Is it through two reels or
yes,
a cassette?
A cassette. It's cassette. Yeah.
Those are so much easier than these
things. It's a cassette.
We have to thread these. Mm-hmm. And they're rough.
Oh, I got it when my husband was ill, just before he died. He had been in the First World War, and we wanted to have his reminiscences.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get him to write it, and he wouldn't. He just didn't do it. And so we had that. He had him put it on tape, and which we delighted. So I got it on. I thought it was a friend loaned us, which he said was a tape recorder, and it turned out to be a dictating machine.
Oh. Now, what's the difference between them?
Well, I don't know exactly. It's the same principle, but we tried to get that put on tape on the dictating machine, and we had difficulty in trying to get anybody to do it. I went to all these places around Nashville, and nobody could do it. So then, my next-door neighbor is Mr. Jack DeWitt, who's very official in the WSM television, radio place. So he said, give it to me, I'll have it. So they did it for me.
Oh, how nice.
And then I had trouble getting it. That was on regular, big tapes, you see. Then I had trouble getting it put onto, from that onto a Sony. I finally found somebody could do that. So I
That's
had a lot
great.
Of trouble getting it done.
Did you have anybody write it down for
you? Yes,
too?
I did. I had that done.
That's interesting.
And it was quite interesting. And then he had done some work. He was professor at medical school for 28 years at Vanderbilt. And he'd done some work there on this, thing, lung thing, that they found at Vanderbilt. It's similar to TB.
Oh, lung disease?
That's where my brain is gone.
I'm not much help.
And he saw, he did some work, original work in that, so he did that. He did tape that too.
I can't think of what that
is. Oh, got it.
That's great. Did you have anybody
write it? Yes, I did.
I've got all my family history in these things, my grandchildren, so
a teacher at Vanderbilt,
yes,
too?
Yes, he taught in the medical school. Strange. Where did that go? Then my brother-in-law was at the Rockefeller Institute. I know where that is. I loaned it to somebody.
Oh!
I said, I've got another copy in my granddaughter's thing. Something about my brother-in-law in New York. He was the one that discovered this DNA, which is the...
He discovered DNA?
Yes, he did.
What's his name again?
Oswald T. Avery.
Oh,
and he discovered it.
Yes.
But he did not get the recognition that he should have gotten on it because... Mm.